Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yo, ho, ho, yo, today is day two of the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive, and live from Marketplace Mall, the executive director, Otto, on with us this morning. Otto, how are you?
Great, Corey. And yourself?
Doing well, doing well. So early this morning, we checked in with our dear friend Michael Schwartz from 13 Wham News. He's been out there with his crew at Marketplace Mall, and of course, he was telling us about how day one, pretty successful start to the Toy Drive.
Yeah, we did. We got over 1,700 toys, a little less than what we had last year, but I think with COVID and stuff, it's just expected, but
sure.
I think we're hoping today picks it up a little bit more, and hopefully with the rest of the week, and we got our fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So again, you're at a Marketplace Mall right now. Whereabouts is the collection box inside?
You come right into entrance 12, and then you just make a right in the center there, and we're right there in the middle.
Fantastic. So you can still, of course, like you would in a normal year, drop off a toy. I mean, not quite normal. Have to wear your mask, follow the precautions, obviously. You guys are also sanitizing the toys, by the way, being as safe as possible.
Yeah, these toys are not going out right away. We bring them into the Pirate Toy Fund to get quarantined for a period of time before we release them. And again, if you can't get out here and drop off a toy, you can go to ptftoystore.com and donate to us.
Absolutely. It's so easy. I'm looking at the site right now. You can also just text in the keyword toy to 585-222-9800. We'll send it right to your phone, make it nice and easy for you. And you can just pick $10 toy, $20 toy, $25 toy, whatever you want to do, whatever you can do. All of this is appreciated because last year, Otto, we collected 21,980 toys, which is impressive. But this year, of course, we always want to beat that number. And obviously with COVID, it's going to be more difficult. But
it's going to be very difficult. But people like you who started your own, you guys did your own toy ambassador site.
Yep.
You guys are getting a lot of donations and your recognition of 98PXY, which
fantastic.
Is awesome.
Yes, absolutely. So please go check that out. PTFToyStore.com. If you want to throw in the backslash 98PXY, go ahead to get his credit. But in the end, it doesn't really matter to me as long as we collect those toys and help out those kids. Yesterday, Otto got the chance to talk to Lori Simonetti, who, of course, her daughter was the one who came up with this idea so many years ago.
It did. When Gary the Happy Pirate went there to the hospital to visit her and bring in toys, and then she started giving toys to other kids because she got so many toys. So after her passing, her parents and Gary, the Happy Pirate, got together and they created the Pirate Toy Fund 25 years ago.
Yeah, from something so tragic and heartbreaking to something so incredible and has helped literally thousands of children in our community over the past 25 years.
No, it has. And I'm telling you what, this is a very caring community. Every time the chips are down, the public comes out and they do help us out. So we're so grateful for that.
This year, by the way, Otto took over for Gary the Happy Pirate. You're the executive director now. Good year to do that, by the way. You wanted a challenge, huh?
I did. And thank God I still got Gary at a phone call away. He's been great and guiding me through this process. This is my first toy drive as the executive director, and it has been challenging, but you got to be able to adapt and adjust, and that's what we're trying to do.
Now, this is your first year as the executive director, but let's we're getting backstories out there. And because, again, I think the Pirate Toy Fund is something that pretty much everyone in the community has heard about, but maybe you don't know all the details and all of that sort of thing. And that's what I wanted to focus on with you, what your involvement has been over the years.
I started out as Santa Claus at the Strong Hospital, and it was a blast. I'll tell you what, you can have the most sickest child in the room, but you walk in with a toy, and for one moment, you take their pain away.
Yeah.
So right then and there, I knew the power of a toy with a child in need. And I've been with them for almost 16 years now. But we're an organization that we collect and distribute all year round. Our board of directors are all volunteers. They all do it out of the kindness of their heart. And the community, like I say, if it wasn't for the community, we couldn't do what we do.
Absolutely. And of course, again, need your help even more this year than ever before. There's more children certainly in need this year, given because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and we've got a projected loss already, you know, from some great caring, you know, donors, but due to COVID, they can't do that. So with that being said, we're already looking at a projected loss of 12,000 toys, not counting what we're going to lose the other through COVID avenues. So we're pushing. We're trying to do this a virtual toy store and hopefully make the difference up there.
Yeah, again, ptftoystore.com. It's super simple. Don't have to leave your house. It's very easy. You can also donate monetarily if that's another option you want to go with. Certainly that will be accepted to buy more toys for kids.
It is, and Mark's Pizzeria this year is collecting for us. So if you can't get to the mall, stop at a Mark's Pizzeria, donate a toy there, and they have a QR code there. You can click on that also. So anyway, by means of that, get it out there. We can really use it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll keep plugging away. Day two of the Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. Otto, thank you so much for your time, and we'll check back in with you. I think we're going to talk to you again on Friday.
Oh, that's great. And Corey, thanks again for what you're doing for the Toy Fun. We really appreciate it.
It's my absolute pleasure. Look, I was on Fox Rochester early this morning talking about it with Matt Malloy, and you know, I told him it's an easy organization to want to get behind. It really, really, truly is.
It is. And again, when you see that power of a toy, when you give it to a child, it's unsurpassed. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Otto. We'll talk soon, okay?
Talk to you soon, Corey. Thank you.
All right. Again, get all the info, 98pxy.com, piratetoyfund.org, or just text it the easiest way, honestly. Just text in the keyword toy to 585-222-9800.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.